My name is Ken Hanneman, and this is my wife, Dr. Anne Hohier.
We both work in healthcare and have been meditating for many years. We also enjoy a happy and fulfilling marriage.
Come, listen, and see how to demystify spirituality and bring it into your home, your hearts, and in all your relationships.
We will share our experiences and how we use these principles in everyday life.
Welcome to the spiritual relationship. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. My name is Ken Hanneman, and this is my wife, Dr. Anne O'Hare. And today's topic is being flexible in relation. This is a very powerful, we call it a power itself, actually. It's a power that we need to make a relationship work. Because no two human beings are the same. We have different personality. In a marriage, if you really do care for the marriage and you put that first, then flexibility means that you're learning to adapt to a changing situation. You're learning to negotiate the differences that we have. And as needs arise, we are evolving and we really want the relationship to succeed. And not only to succeed, actually, you want to actually be happy in the relation. So this is not something intellectual. This is something from the heart. Like, if my heart is in the relationship, then I put that person first. And I'm willing to be adaptable. You know, I'm willing to mold and flex and to accommodate, to make it work. And what I find over the years is that there was no denial of self. There was no deprivation. Actually, I learned a lot about myself using this power of flexibility. And it actually helped me to think of, I'm convinced now that thinking only of myself or being rigid in what I think is right is actually an impediment to happiness in relationship. So being flexible is a conscious decision. It is a skill that you have to practice. And the more you practice it, you will see a lot of benefit from it. So, what is your thoughts on flexibility?
Yeah. When we were talking about this before we started this episode, I was very surprised to see how deep this actually is. Now, I feel that sometimes when you think about flexibility or whenever I've heard about flexibility in the past, it's always been talking about behaviors. Like be flexible, be agreeable, whatever. But they don't talk about the heart of it. Why are you being agreeable? They just want you to be flexible. But why? So for me, the most important part of this is what Ken just said, is that we want our relationships to be good. We want to be happy. We want positive outcomes. And I'm underlining that now because we're about to talk about three spiritual powers that we talk about in Raj Yoga, but they're specifically related to this flexibility topic because you're learning how to harmonize yourself with others. There's a power to tolerate, the power to accommodate, and the power to cooperate. And those three powers, and we're going to talk about them now, but before we talk about them, you must have an aim. Because let's say in a moment where, let's say I lose my temper, whatever that means. I'm losing my temper and I'm yelling at somebody. What is my aim at that moment?
Yeah.
Is my aim to be happy? Is my aim to have a good relationship with that person? I would assert that my aim in that moment is either to destroy them because I'm convinced that they're hurting me. I'm trying to dominate them. I'm trying to be right. Or I just feel so completely out of control that I'm just lashing out in rage or something like that. There's no real aim. My heart is not involved in that moment. I would say any of us who are in touch with our heart wants good relationships.
Yes.
I would say all of us want that. So having said that, my first thing to say is think about what do I really want in my relationships?
Right.
And get in touch with that. Yes, I want to have a happy marriage. I want my relationships with my family to be good. Even if you don't know how it's going to happen, don't worry about how it's going to happen right now, but at least get in touch with the feeling and the aim and the idea that it's possible to have this. Then when we talk about the powers, all of the things that we're doing are aiming to get that. We're aiming to have that harmony.
Right. Because, I mean, as human beings, we really don't want to be alone. We want to be with others.
Yeah, and be happy.
Yeah, we enjoy friendship. We enjoy your relationship with siblings or even with your parents, you know, everything, even the society and the country or whatever. You want to have a good feeling about things and about relationship.
Before we get into the powers, can I just say one thing, just one quick thing? Somebody out there might be thinking, well, what are you supposed to do if they're abusing you? What are you supposed to do if this is like, I can't even talk to these people? How am I supposed to have a positive relationship with them? I'm going to say, and I hope Ken will agree with me, if you're in a situation like that, it's okay for you to take care of yourself first before you start reaching out towards the people. It's okay. And I recommend that. I've done that in many relationships and they've all been transformed now that I'm back in because I had to pull myself out for whatever reason. I'm not blaming anybody, but please take care of yourself first. We're not saying, oh, go and do this if you feel hurt inside. You have to take care of the hurt first, but you can still, after I take care of the hurt and take care of myself, it is possible to have positive outcomes in relationships.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked in my relationship with my siblings and as they were growing up, being the eldest, as they grow up and as they have their own families and whatever, I had to show some flexibility and change the way I talk or the way I relate or thinking I have to take care, I have to change to I'm happy they're independent and they can think and they make whatever. And then it turned into just being here if you need me.
Like natural.
Sort of.
Like,
you know?
Natural, yeah.
That at work, I had this incident too where, you know how it is, everybody is ambitious and everybody is, they don't mind stepping on each other to because of a certain position or promotion or wanting to be the pet of the boss or whatever. I told myself, I don't want to be on this struggling or be, what do you call that? Like you're fighting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I always remember this one example. People, if you put crabs in a barrel and they're all trying to get out of the barrel, right? But they keep pulling each other down. You watch them. One goes up, the other one goes and pull the other one down. And that's not how you want to live. So I changed my whole attitude towards it. And I knew what I was good at, focused on that, used that to help, gave up the ambition for a certain promotion. In any case, my job was secure. Whatever I was entitled to, I got. But anyhow, I gave up this rat race attitude. And eventually what happened is that the relationship was great. And the feeling towards each other was more respectful.
So
and I enjoy that. And I feel like that in itself is such an achievement that it wasn't worth the crab-like behavior.
Yeah. So this is the example of like taking care of yourself. And that can also help you be able to be more flexible and be more cooperative and have the good relationships like with your family or with work. Same thing with me at work with my family, same situation. I was able to pull myself back, get myself together, take care of my feelings, and then come back in and be flexible, be more cooperative. And then the relationships are turning out great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about tolerate, the power to tolerate. So in the power to tolerate, it's sometimes different than what we think about. What I heard, tolerate is like, oh, I'm tolerating you. It's not like that. It's more like, I see the differences. I see where I used to be reacting. Mm. I see the things where I used to be reacting to, And now I'm going to decide that I'm not going to react. I'm going to try to accept the situation as it is. And I'm going to have a positive feeling about the other people. So the symbol of the power to tolerate is a tree. Like, let's say it's an apple tree. So if you have the Pope, a serial killer, and a third person, a normal person there, all three of them will get apples.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. So the point of tolerating is that I'm learning how to have stability, like I'm not reacting.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to have, even if it's buried under like the princess and the pea, like buried under the 20 mattresses, I still have a little pea of a positive aim for the relationship. Remember, you want to have a positive aim. So that's the power to tolerate. You have anything to add on that one?
Another example would be like a river, a stream coming down from the mountain. And even there's a rock in the way, it goes around the rock.
Yeah.
But it gets to where it's going to go,
right,
to the ocean. So that's a very good example of flexibility.
Yes. And that's like the next power, the power to accommodate is like that, where the water kind of just rearranges itself based on the situation. In the power to tolerate, I'm trying to maintain my stability and find the little of positivity while I'm trying to stop myself from reacting. In the power to accommodate, I have a little more power and I don't feel like I'm struggling so much. It's more like I see what's going on in front of me and I'm able to easily shift, like the water going around the rock. I'm easily able to shift to be able to make the situation go smoothly. And you're also in the power to accommodate. You're also starting to become sensitive to the needs of others, whether they're expressing them verbally or not. You're starting to become aware. I have a quick example of this, if that's okay. I was doing a meditation class at work and we were in the office and I had four people and we were doing meditation. And in the middle of the meditation, and the lights were low and the music was playing, so the clerk came in and started being very loud and saying, I was taking care of this patient and I had to call them three times and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I mean, you could call it totally disruptive, right? But two things I was aware of at that moment. One is that those four people were watching how I was going to react.
Yeah.
Because I was the meditation teacher. I was the one that was supposed to be an example. So I knew that they were looking at me like, how's she going to handle this? The second thing that I was aware of is that I didn't know what to do. So I just decided to go silent. So in that moment, I used the power of silence, which is another power. And I just went completely silent. And I was listening, but I was watching myself and trying to be quiet. As I was doing that, I heard what that person really wanted.
Mm.
It's like I heard it. And she was going, blah, 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 and but I heard she wants to be validated. That's what I heard. So I said, you know, I'm so happy you came in. Thank you for coming. Thank you for telling me that you did such a great job with that patient. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy you came in. I'm so glad that you told me that. Thank you so much. You did a great job. And she said, okay, bye. And walked out. And it was like, you see how that was the power? First of all, I'm tolerating and I'm also accommodating. Like I'm just letting her be how she is. And I could hear what she needed. And it was also cooperation.
Right.
Because then the third part was that I actually gave her what she wanted. I hope you can see that's actually a good example of all three.
Yeah.
Tolerate, accommodate, and then cooperate. So cooperate, you want to say something about accommodate?
Yeah. Well, the other example I was thinking is at work too. We see a lot of patients. They're coming, these are people that might be having their own lot of things to talk about. Mm-hmm. And when they come to you, they're not expecting you to be, they're expecting you to be a professional, you know, and to pay attention and to listen. And then they want something, some relief. And I find that it's an amazing skill to have. Because it is possible to be in the moment, to be present while you're listening, and to not only listen to the words, but listen to how they feel.
Mm.
And maybe you can even pick up when there might be something that they is going on, but they don't really want to put it in words, but you can able to tell them it's okay.
Yeah.
And to express himself. And as long, a lot of times you might not have all the answers. But if you show like you listen, you understood, and that you can direct them to a source that can probably help them, even though you can't help them, or whatever you can do within your power, you do that good intention. It speaks to their heart and their feeling and their trust. And that's cooperating.
That's cooperation.
Yeah, that's cooperation.
Yes. So can you see how like all three of those things kind of flow into each other, right? First, I'm trying to deal with my reactions and I'm trying to maintain a little bit of positivity. That's tolerate. Accommodate is when I feel a little bit stronger and I'm able to flex myself. I don't have to be right. I don't have to react. I'm just now just being able to go with the flow and be harmonious without sacrificing my own self. I'm not, right. I'm able to do it. I feel okay. And then cooperate is when you're sensitive to those inner feelings of others. Maybe they're not expressing them like we said in words, but you get a sense that this is what they need and you're able to give it. And that's a beautiful power, actually.
Beautiful. And actually, it makes you more, if you want to say, more attractive, because people realize you're not out to prove anything. You're not out to make yourself in an egoistic way, you know, that you are the greatest thing that happened, or they should listen to you because you think you're great. You want to impress them. No. Flexibility is about letting go of all that rigidity and all that. We call that self-aggrandizement,
right,
self-important. Because when you help or make that person feel a little better, you actually realize you have just discovered power that you had that never really was used before. Mm-hmm. And actually, this makes your heart feel so much lighter when you can touch somebody in this way. And isn't that nice to know that you have that quality and that ability? People trust you then.
I was just going to say, it develops trust. Right. In all relationships, people can trust you at work. You can trust yourself. You can begin to trust yourself. Interesting, right? We never learned this, really. This wasn't learned. It's all about the external, like trying to get ahead or something. But this sensitivity with the aim, like you have to have the aim. I want things to be good and I want to be happy. And look how beautiful things can turn out. If I can learn to introspect, tolerate, accommodate, and eventually cooperate, you create trust and stability and self-respect.
Yeah. And it comes back in the marriage also. If you learn how to, maybe you can read body language a little, you can understand the other person, what they're going through, what their day was or whatever. And you have a little bit of patience and an attitude of, let me understand before I say the wrong thing. Or in an impulsive way, I become angry and upset or whatever. And then later on, you realize I shouldn't have done that. I just made matter worse. And these little steps in relationship goes a long way. So I think if anybody have this dimension to their personality, it makes them more attractive. And rather than just physical decorations.
Like what your personality is attractive.
Yeah,
like,
what about a spiritual decoration?
And who wouldn't like somebody who's just listening and there to help at the time of need? And don't we want to be that kind of a person also? That's also self-respect.
Yeah. So you can call that a decoration, a power. You could call that a fragrance. Because the aura is different.
You see how deep, much deeper this is than just external, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot in there and a whole lot available to us. And also the outcome can be wonderful in relationships. All right. So I guess we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us in this discussion today. And we'll see you next time. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
When I look at you, I see a little clearer. Through the years, you never change. We'll put up a fight, 'cause you're my love, my everything.